Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you to Dwayne. Thank you to Dwayne. And of course, a beautiful program there. A joyride, I suppose you had had. A joyride. And of course, Spectrum's back tomorrow. And as for now, we're taking it through to Wednesday live, and I'd like us to start very well. You know, and in our starting, I'm going to play some songs that used to be played back in the 90s, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, back in the 90s. And it is about love, the love we need to share. Despite memories, for us to go and move forward, we need to restructure and fashion ourselves in the manner of the love of the Father. And it could really work quite well if we do so. So, I couldn't play, I don't remember if I played the Commodores yesterday, but I will try. And I will play the Commodores with Lionel Richie. And also Lionel Richie with his song, Love. Then we will join our guests and we are taking it further. It's Wednesday Live.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Yeah. The Commodore's there. Jesus is Love, the name of the song. Now, this is one of the songs that I grew up with. It was played by adults, of course. And I never had the record of it. Just like all the records of the OJs, I never heard. I would hear by default, perhaps collect these in my cassettes. I don't know if you know, there used to be these cassettes, the TDK SP90 and the 60, which means the other one plays 90 minutes, the other one plays 60 minutes. So then I'd do Blue Mitchell and all that, you know. I'll do that and save that. And there are these songs that were downplayed. And I couldn't understand why until I grew up into the knowledge of the Father. And it's because the artists had defaulted on their contracts and started to record glorifying the Father. And that's why these tracks, they would not be allowed to sing. You wouldn't see Lionel Richie singing this song ever again. Never. He did it, and he did it in that concert. In those awards, it was done, over. And the one also on Midnight Love by Marvin Gaye, he was never allowed to play it, to sing it again, even though it came out into an album that really was his last album here on earth. It's just amazing. With Teddy Pendergrass, why I'm playing this, it's because some of the music that he did, he also defaulted and spoke about the calling he had had in his life to evangelize. And that is why we played some of those songs. Somebody told me to deliver this message. And you listen to it, it speaks about the coming of the Son of Man and that we should all be ready because there is a judgment day and a dreadful day. He's never allowed to do those songs again and even to perform them. Just had to perform all these nasty songs and stuff. But hey, this is how it is. This is what it is. And let me welcome our guest just after this jiffy.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM.
Let me welcome Muruti Muraka is on the line. Greetings to you, Muruti, and welcome, sir.
Yes, sir. Thanks for welcoming me. Greetings to you. Greetings to Muruti Kapamba. Greetings to the listeners of Radio Pulpit. I greet in the name of the Lamb of God, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, our Messiah and God's Messiah, Yeshua.
Are you well, sir?
Hey, very well, very well.
Yeah.
I am full of the grace of God. My body sometimes tells me other stories, but we bring it under subject.
Yeah. I'm asking because I was seeing some things, and I'm happy that your joy is so much strength, you know, and there's so much healing taking place every time when you rejoice. It's just amazing there. And we also have Pastor Samuel Kabamba is on the line in Vanderbijl Park. Ruti, greetings, welcome. How? I had Muruti Kabamba. Now. I don't know what Tagwan. Muruti Sam, are you there? Are you there? Muruti Sam? I can't hear you. Should I redial? I think I should redial, Muruti, because I can't hear you at all. We are trying to reconnect with Pastor Samuel Kabamba. And of course, tonight we are talking about today's mindsets. Ish. I was listening to someone ministering on one of these social medias. It's a lady in America. Let me welcome Muruti. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, welcome, Muruti. Greetings to you.
Yeah, greetings to you too. Thank you very much for having us again this evening. We thank the Lord to be here. I greet Muruti Muraka and I greet all our listeners. May the Almighty be with us tonight.
Are you well, sir?
I'm good. No complaints. Everything is fine.
I'm happy to hear that. And we are talking about today's mindsets. And I was saying that I was listening to a lady. She's an American. And I was listening to her speaking about South Africa for a couple of times. And there are some things that she's getting right. There are some things which I think, okay, this is not prophetic. This is just general history. I know about these things. I know about the secret chambers in Parliament. That I know about. But yesterday, she touched on the issue. No, today. I think it was 4 o'clock because I go to run 4:30. She touched on the issue that really startled me a bit. And then she said, if we are not careful, we might end up being the people who bury our own children because of the kind of mindsets that they have. And I think they have names. There are those who are called the millennials. And there are also the 2000. Please help me. Maybe someone can WhatsApp me and tell me the names of those people. Those who are 16-year-olds, what do they call them? We used to call them teenagers who have who are at an adolescent stage. But they don't call themselves that. There are names that they call themselves with, or general names that they are referred to as. And at one time, I was watching this. There's a place called Mall of Africa, and then these about hundreds of young people just stormed into that mall, and they ran havoc into that mall. I am doing an article on mass mobility and mass mobilizations in South Africa. And when I saw that, it caught my attention. And I realized that these are between the ages 13 to 18. And they call themselves a particular name. I will get it. Maybe someone will just
watch. Latuzi.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes, they call themselves that. And no one can tell them anything. I'm not generalizing, I'm just speaking about the common features here. They basically cannot be told anything. Those who have 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds in their houses, they would understand what I'm talking about. And those who had them, they would understand what I'm talking about. They have an answer to everything. And they can lie with a straight face. But there is this movement of them that is so demonic. And I'm sorry to say that. In that this lady says, if we don't check this kind of mindset, we will bury most of them. But it doesn't end there. There is a general mindset that is taking place. I was talking to some bankers in the beginning of January. This guy runs one of the biggest banks here in South Africa, biggest brand of banks here in South Africa. And then he was talking about a robbery that took place and how the spirit of the father somehow had made him to check the vault if it was locked, and some of the money, the heavy money, was removed from the tellers just before 4 o'clock. And when it turned 4, they were robbed big time. And then the story started like that. Well, he went into another story. He says they are investigating something that is happening in Soweto, but it is also coming to Pretoria. The elderly people are dying in unprecedented numbers. And in their death, one of the most startling things that is common amongst these deaths is that the ones that are dying, they own property that should be taken by the grandchildren. And guess who are fighting here? The millennials. And those just before the millennials. And they basically are... And when they check some of the postmortems, they find they've been poisoned so that they can inherit these houses somewhat, somehow, get these houses, get their groove on, and the things that they want to do with their houses, these houses and stuff. It's a big war. If you go into many African communities, and I don't want to say black because it's a very racist term, in the African communities, if you go into these so-called townships, that's where we grew up, you will find that the people who live in the houses, especially those houses that were built in 1936, we know Attridgeville, Mamelodi, those that were built in those times, the people who are living there are the third generation, if not the fourth. They know nothing about the owner of that house. And somewhat, somehow, they had inherited that house either by their parents and stuff and stuff. And if the grandparent is still alive there, they would get rid of such. It's a mindset that is there. We have seen also another mindset. That is the mindset of people who are young adults who basically are becoming riddled with lots and lots and lots of drugs. And these drugs are sold in spaza shops. And it's a mindset. You're not cool if you don't get high. I think that's the vibe which is taking place there. I'm from the streets. I know what is happening, and I know how bad this thing is. And it's so sad that we see these things really culminating. Another mindset that we see today is that one of men, married men. Married men have gotten most have gotten into the habit of having what we call substitute women, people who can substitute their wives. Somehow, someone told me about the friend that they have who has a phone that the wife knows nothing about. I know about a friend of mine who has a phone that stays in his bike. Who can look for a phone in a motorbike? Right on the fenders, he has created a pouch and that phone stays there. It has no messages, no WhatsApp. He just calls. When he rides to Attridgeville, we know we're going to see some drama. It's a notion that is prevailing amongst married men. There are these people who are called slay queens, and these people who are called content creators. They have gotten into what we call OnlyFans, and they have created a phenomena that is a multi-million rand phenomena, where they strip for their clients and stuff and stuff and stuff. And these clients are highly qualified people, national leaders and stuff and stuff. And what they do is quite confidential. They do that. These women target these men. A pastor, well-known and all those kinds of things. They target you and they solicit business with you. It's a mindset that is there. It's a mindset that is there also amongst women who are married also, to have what we call bentens. Now, this is all moral decay. There's this thing called bentens. They even make programs about that on TV. I'm in the media. I know lots of producers. I've seen content that really, wow. And this in itself has brought a sense of licentiousness, of a liberty misused, of freedom misinterpreted, of sinfulness, pervasiveness. This has brought in the nation, and we have to really look at where does this take the nation? And why is the church quiet about mindsets? Look how vocal we are about our Passover services. We are so vocal that are visible in every second page in media about our the Passovers. And I'm not judging, I'm just saying we are so vocal that it shows that when it comes to this thing, somehow it's either we have given a deaf ear, blind eye to this, and we have chosen to zip our mouths and not talk about these things. Maybe because somehow we are benefiting somewhere somehow. But we really have to address these things and check as to ourselves what kind of mindsets are so prevalent. And if these are the mindsets that are prevalent in the communities that we live in the time that we live in, what is it that we have to do? It's very important.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082
657 2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
There you go. And of course, let's just look into some scripture. And get to understand the issue of mindsets. Now, when it comes to mindsets, and I think maybe it would take us two episodes, this thing. I want to focus on the carnality, the earthly, the natural, that is governed by mere human nature, because that is what I was elaborating on. And perhaps next week I will touch on the one that is governed by the Spirit of the Most High. But it is good that we look into these things. Genesis chapter 6 verse 5, then the Elohim saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil. And then I underline this word, continually. Look at our programs, man. Listen to our shows. Swearing is the new moral language. So this is an evil that is continuing. All right. Here's another mindset. Genesis chapter 8 verses 21, it says, and the Elohim smelled the smoothing aroma. Then the Elohim said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake. Although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. That's why I was touching on youth. Nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. Although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. This is what condemns mankind. Genesis 11 verses 6. And the Elohim said, indeed the people are one and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do now. Nothing that they purpose to do will be withheld from them. When they unite in evil, unite in disobedience, they somehow form a vault against the Most High. What is the meaning of the signs that we see? The kind of signs and alliances that our leaders are getting into. Allegiances, and I'm not talking political, I'm talking spiritual alliances that they get into, secret societies that they get into, and they made allegiances and vows to. What kind of mindset are they bringing across? What is the media telling us? How should we think? Deuteronomy 31, verses 21. Then it shall be, when many evils and troubles have come upon them, that this song will testify against them as a witness, for it will not be forgotten in the mouths of their descendants. For I know the inclination of their behavior today, even before I have brought them to the land of which I sought to give them. In the light of the blessings of the Father, evil mindsets seem to be accommodated. I don't want to use the word persistent. And this is what worries me. If it doesn't worry you, I wonder what will ever worry you.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Talk to us, Muruti Mraka, the very aspect of the mindsets of today. What comes to mind, sir?
Yes. I've been listening. And indeed, you have been describing the very acts and works of this evil mindset. And I personally would like to start where one just describes that when the devil deceived Eve, and Adam also went along with that sin. He actually made the devil to become the god of this eon or age, if we may call it that way.
Yeah.
And an eon or an age in this context is many thousands of years. And number one, Galatians chapter 1, I would like to believe it's verse 3, talks of this eon as a dark eon. And then I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I think it's verse 4. And it says, let me start at verse 3. But even if our gospel is veiled or hidden, it is hidden to those who are perishing. Mm. Whose thoughts the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should radiate towards them. Now, what I want us to look at in that verse, in those two verses, is the God of this eon or age, Satan, is working through the mind. We are talking about a mindset. He sows thoughts into the sons of human beings. And those thoughts are blinding the ones that accept them as a fashionable thought. Let me go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. And I will also touch on 18 and 19. This I have said, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the nations walk, in the futility of their mind, having their intellection made dark, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, have given themselves aside to lewdness, towards working all uncleanness in greediness. Now, again, that portion which one has highlighted, it talks about the mind of the general populace, that it's futile. And if the Bible talks of something as futile or vain, what it means is that thing will ultimately be destroyed. In other words, it agrees with the other verse where it says, those to whom this is hidden are perishing. In other words, it's not something which will remain. It's not something which will continue in value and benefit. And then let me read Matthew chapter 24, where the Messiah himself is speaking. And in verse 12, he says this, and because lawlessness will increase, the agape love of many will grow cold. Meaning, it will not be fervent as it is a spiritual entity, which should continue being fervent as being spiritual. But once in this eon, there comes the time, the season, where lawlessness has increased to a high level, those even who have agape love would have their agape love grow cold. And then I'm going to read Romans chapter 8, from verse 5. Romans chapter 8 from verse 5 says this. For those who are according to the flesh accentuate the things of the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit accentuate the things of the Spirit. For to accentuate the things of the flesh is death, but to accentuate the things of the Spirit is life and peace. Because the fleshly accent is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed is able to. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Now, I heard you well when you were saying we are looking at those, maybe this week we might have to look at those matters of carnality, because these things are driven by carnality, the flesh. Those who are not begotten of God, their spirits are defunct, and they are prisoners of the God of this age. Hence, their minds are blinded. Their minds are not only blinded, their thoughts are blinded, and their minds are stonified, are hard like stones. They cannot understand the things of the law of God. So, with passage of time, something which you mentioned, which is degradation, corruption, continues to grow to great heights. In other words, something like a meat, a piece of meat, if you take it and put it where the flies can lay their eggs on, if you leave it there, the more the days are passing, the more it decays. It does not self-correct. So in other words, this whole world, which is captured by the God of this age, in other words, in this time that we are in, the whole world is captured, is under slavery to this God, which is Satan. And everybody coexists within this eon. And in coexisting, the enemy with his minions make sure that everything continues to grow more wicked. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 18-19 going down, it says the whole world lies in the power of the wicked one. Why? Because he controls the age. He was given the key to this age by Adam. When Adam submitted to him, this age made him a god. But Yeshua became a human being in the form of God. He lowered himself by becoming a human being, entering this very same age for one reason: to come and salvage the world out of this eon into the next eon. That's why the word of God says, if we believe upon Yeshua HaMashiach, we receive the life of the eon. Which eon? The coming eon. And we are not talking about those who have received that life now. We are talking about the very matters which are surrounding us, because all of us, those who have got the life of the next eon, and those who are still in this eon with everything pertaining to this eon being their hallmark, we are all in this eon right now at this juncture. And everything in this eon is deteriorating at a fast pace. However, in this eon, there are certain days which are called by God. He doesn't call them according to the devil. He calls them according to his own. There were the days of Noah, when Noah was found to be righteous in this year. There are the days of Lot, where Lot was found to be having a righteous soul, in as much even as he was a compromiser. There are the days of Moshe, where he was given the Torah, and as long as he lived, he led the sons of Israel. But the main powerful days are the days of the Son of Mankind. When he came down here on earth, lived amongst us, tabernacled amongst us, died, was buried, and resurrected. He marked his days. And in these days, inasmuch as the devil is causing everything to deteriorate at a fast pace and faster, there are people in this eon who are going in the opposite direction, who are swimming against the tide. Hopefully we will talk about that, because I like to agree with you that we should separate the two, because for those who are saying we are born again, they need to understand who they are, because many of us who are born again are living as enemies of the cross, because we don't know who we are. We have mindsets that are not changing, because in as much as Christ has set our spirits free instantaneously when we accepted him, he has left our souls and our minds
to be changed, and our thinking to be changed in progressively over time until he comes back. And it's important that as those who believe upon him, we realize that we are of a different species. And that's why I agree with my brother that maybe that we should shift for another time. Let's talk about what identifies, I agree 100%, what identifies the mindset of these days. Mm. In these days of the Son of Mankind, which means these are the last days, because in these days, the one last day, which will be a long day of judgment, will come at the end of these days. While we are in these days, we must realize the agenda of the enemy. He is working as hard as he can to make sure that he raises rebels that go to the highest way of opposing the Father.
Yeah.
To the point that he can even take among those who are the elect, deceive them, and try and make them also enemies of the Father.
I hear you.
Now, let me sum up my introduction tonight by saying this. Of all those verses which I read, my brother, it's important for us to hear that they were about the mind.
Mm.
That the mind and the thoughts which are produced by the mind, if they are accentuating the things of the flesh, the things of this captured world, the desires which are contrary to the law of God, the Torah of God, what it then means is our mindset, and these are the mindsets of the people around us. I'm not shocked when you say an artist who dared to glorify God were called to order, that you never again sing those songs, because the agenda of the God of this eon, this age, is that every living being should be against the Father, should be against you never they alone.
Hmm.
And that is not, what you were saying is not a statement of delusion. It is a statement of reality. Many people do not realize the contract into which many of the celebrities go in to agree with the God of this eon, to serve him against the Father, to perpetuate the mindset of lewdness, lawlessness, of desires of perversion, uncleanness, everything being contrary to the holiness of God, contrary to the righteousness of God. So, even the leaders, the kings, princes, presidents, political leaders, there are many, even in business, who wear clean suit during the day. In the evening, they go through rituals which give the enemy more power and control over many unsuspecting people. That's the mindset. Mm. These things are done in the dark. They are not shown. If people would be shocked to see the people that they respect, right, and think they have a moral high ground, they would be shocked to see cow in the dark, they pay allegiance to the adversary of human beings, the devil himself. And they come out and influence many, many, many unsuspecting people. And I want to close by saying this.
Okay.
Many of those young people of the Gen Z generation, love to be influencers. This is the buzzword. They have to influence others to what? To be disciples of the enemy. They won't say that. It won't come out that clearly. And many of them are even unsuspecting that they are generating, they are multiplying many disciples of the enemy through especially many social media platforms, which our children, you find them glued to these things. And they are fueled by the drugs that are made available, easily available. And let me pause there.
All right. The time has just gone 4 minutes to the hour 7. You can send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Talk to us directly there as to how you feel about this. The mindsets of today. The way we think today. What are the challenges that you see at hand? How do we think these days? And looking at the church, how do we think? Believers, how do we think these days? Are we thinking in the manner that is according to the word, or in the manner that is according to this age? How do we think? Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.